Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. As we're going through these week's programs, I want to just reinforce something that I said late last week, and that is, as you listen to the scriptures, listen carefully. Listen to the word when I read it. Let it penetrate. Don't just take it for information, because with the word of God comes grace and power to conform your life to that word. You can't do everything all at once, but there is grace and power in the living word to help you say yes to God, to give you the courage to decide to turn away from something you should and turn towards something else that will lead you into goodness. It doesn't matter where we are. In a certain sense, what matters is what we do with what we hear now, today. So as you listen to these readings and in the days to come, especially here during Lent, as you listen to these readings, ask the Lord, what do you want of me? Don't make more than two decisions for Lent, because life is life. We can very easily lose sight. Make it one or two decisions and then live by them. That will open the door to greater grace for you, and then you'll have more strength to make more choices over the coming months that will draw you closer to Him. The goal is union with God. The goal isn't an A on your report card or a trophy of some kind. The goal is union with God. Are we willing to pay the price for that? Let's take a look at the first reading today, which comes from the book of the prophet Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready. He went to Nineveh according to the Lord's bidding. So he's obedient to God. Good. Now, Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to walk through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. What an incredible thing that they hear the gospel, they hear the word of God. They hadn't heard it before, they hear it, and they change. They repent. What about us? Do I hear the word of God? Does it convict me? Do I repent? And part of repentance is I make a decision to change. Where am I? Where are we? Where am I? Where's my parish? Where's my family? Where's my city? Where's my state? Are we a people who repent when we hear the word of God or not? And don't point fingers, start with yourself. But this is what happened. And Nineveh was an enormously large city. And Jonah goes through it, proclaiming the truth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes, a sign of repentance. Then he had this proclaimed throughout Nineveh by decree of the king and his nobles. Neither man nor beast, neither cattle nor sheep shall taste anything. They shall not eat, nor shall they drink water. Man and beast shall be covered with sackcloth and call loudly to God. Every man shall turn from his evil way and from the violence he has in hand. Who knows? God may relent and forgive and withhold his blazing wrath, so that we shall not perish. They're honest. They know they have strayed from the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. They know that. And they repent. And the king, the leader, leads them. Can you imagine that happening today? Can you imagine God speaking? Who among our leaders? And then also, don't just look at the leaders, look at yourself. Would I repent if God came to me through someone, maybe somebody I didn't know well, and proclaimed the truth? Would I repent? Now, you always have to check out who's speaking the word and whether they really are authentic or not. You don't just listen to everything and try to do everything, because that can easily get you deceived. But we need to listen carefully. We need to ask the Lord, help me to recognize your voice. Help me to recognize the truth, even when it costs me, and it costs the people. And the king says, everybody, put aside all your clothing, put on sackcloth, a sign of repentance, sit in the ashes and repent. Even the beasts, everyone shall not eat, nor shall they drink water. The whole of creation stopped, and the whole of creation bowed down before God. And when God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do them. He did not carry it out. And here again, as we've read before, Psalm 51, one of my favorites, a heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. We're always afraid when we admit our wrongdoing that we're going to be punished more severely. That's certainly not God's way. God runs out to meet you. Remember the prodigal son. God runs out to meet you. God clothes you, gives you a banquet. All he wants is you back to him. And when God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do them. He did not carry it out. Psalm 51, a heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. Psalm 51 is a psalm I pray a lot, and I certainly pray it very frequently during Lent. I try to do it every day. I miss it here and there. But this psalm has power, and it has power both to convict me of my own wrongdoing, but it also has power to heal and to give me hope. So I urge you, let Psalm 51 be part of your prayer, your daily prayer, especially during Lent. And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 29 to 32. Before I read this Gospel, let me just say once again, as you listen to these programs, you could fall into the temptation of, oh yeah, I should do that, and oh yes, I should do that, and I should do the other thing. And then you end up just getting kind of stalemated, and all your good intentions go out the window. Whatever decision you made on Ash Wednesday, grab hold of that, unless you clearly see that you need to make a change. But hold on to it. One decision, at the most two, but carry them out, because God will work with great power in your life. Luke chapter 11, verses 29 to 32. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah." That's what we read in the first reading. "Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation." Jesus came to call us to repentance. What have we done with what we've been given? Look at the Ninevites. Look at the pagans. Look how they repented. Just like that. Snap of a finger. What about us? What about us? Don't point the finger at anybody else. Just look at yourself. Do I repent of my sin when I'm called to repent? Do I acknowledge my sin? And so that's what opens the door to a deeper relationship with God. "Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. Think about that. How the queen of the south came. She was fascinated. She had heard so much about the wisdom of Solomon. And she came to find him and to learn from him. And Jesus says, there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it. Because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here, meaning Christ himself. Christ has come in the flesh. And still people are saying, oh, ho-hum, or he's an imposter, or I don't believe, or I don't care. Well, he doesn't do this, so therefore he's not authentic. And just goes on and on and on, mumbling. We're not really talking, we're spewing. I'm sorry, I get so angry. I need to get more angry at myself than everybody else because I can see it's a gift. And God wants to give that understanding to everybody to be able to see when somebody says we're going the wrong path, to be able to see it and see whether it's authentic and say, that's right, that comes from the heart of God. I want to follow the truth. Do we do that? I think by and large we're pretty quiet. We're facing very challenging things in our country right now. Many voices, many sides, many opinions, and some anger that is out of control. What are you doing about that? Are you reading the scripture? Are you getting good material to read? Be careful what you read because there's a lot of untruth in our modern-day press. Take a look. Pay attention to what you should read. Don't pay attention to sound bites. Don't pay attention to them, little things that entice you to listen to more or read more. Look for the truth. And if your life is undergirded by reading scripture every day, you're going to become sensitive to the truth. And as you read current events, you're going to be able to see how the Word of God applies. And you're going to be able to stand firm on the truth. And we need to stand firm on the truth who is Christ. Not only for our country, but for our own, even more importantly, our salvation. Don't get pulled here and there by this argument or that. Listen. For the voice of the Lord. Read the scripture. Read good material. One I could recommend to you is a blog by Monsignor Charles Pope from Washington, D.C. Pope, the last name is P-O-P-E. Monsignor Charles Pope. He writes a blog every day, a commentary every day. It is excellent. If you want to get your sights set straight, you might want to take a look at that blog. Just put in Monsignor Charles Pope and it'll come up for you. I just ask that God would bless us and lead us all in the truth and that we would stand firm. God bless you. All of us at one time or another in our lives have to endure suffering. How do we suffer as a disciple of Christ? For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.